producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Even if you don't believe in the Antichrist, world government, God, the devil, it is a union archetype that is real, whether it's not real or not. You understand that? If groups of humans and organizations take on things that could only be described as purely satanic, purely destructive, they exist. They are manifest. So the debate all ends. And the globalists believe they're setting up a 10 kingdom. That's what the UN and UNESCO calls it. Club of Rome. Planetary world government with a world religion, the whole nine yards. It's really a counterfeit New Age. See, every major symbol, the New Age, the all-seeing eye, everything has been the swastika. It's all been expropriated. All these archetypal important symbols that just belong to the universe, that belong to God's creation, that are there and true and resonate with us, have been taken by the enemy and made their symbols. I don't want to get too esoteric or sophisticated here. Not that folks out there aren't smarter than I in many cases. It's just that we're entering a great time of crisis. The world is blowing up, as Defense Secretary Hagel said 2 weeks ago. Now, a month ago, Obama's press secretary came out and proclaimed the age of tranquility thanks to Barack H. Obama. I mean, I'm not kidding. Pull that up. I just can't make this stuff up. The world is beginning to be set on fire. I'm saying it was an arsonist. I'm telling you where it's coming from. Now, you can go check out what I'm claiming and find out it's true, or you can just sit there and say, oh, conspiracy theorist, as the cop-out to ignore reality. And it doesn't mean that I don't see through a rose color darkly, to quote the Bible. All of us are distorted. It's part of our beauty. What's that Japanese term for things that are so incredibly beautiful that have some flaw that makes them even more beautiful? The older I get, the more I realize what great wisdom that is. So we'll give the phone number out when we come back, and I've got some other news I want to hit about Islamic State, about Obama golfing while CIA runs ISIS plans, U.S. strike, the latest on Ferguson, the latest on the economy, the latest on politics. We've got some clips here. Democratic politician says grant illegals amnesty. In fact, let's just cue that up now. Or they'll become terrorists. Yeah. And don't cut the NSA's funding or terrorists will blow you up. Or let us have your guns or terrorists will blow you up. Or let us have your guns and accept Obamacare, we'll call you racist. We'll engage in terrorism. We'll terrorize you. That's the definition of terrorism. Just the whole world's collapsing. We're totally bankrupt. Oh, let's just have 30 million more illegals here. And then I was reading where it's bankrupting schools across the country where they're going basically Spanish only, Spanish immersion. I'm not against Spanish, but it's not the global language. And if you don't teach these kids English, they will be a permanent political bloc under the control of the Ford Foundation, El Jefe, Spanish speakers, which is the whole point. English is a Mongol language. I don't mean actual Mongols like the Huns. It is not a real language in the classic original thing like Latin or Chinese or the Germanic languages. It is a mix of Latin and Germanic languages going back 1,000 years ago, and now every other language, it attaches, it grows. It is the global language. It is officially the world language. If humans don't get replaced with machines, then we launch space bases to the future. If we're still using words and things are still written, baby, it's going to be in English. You disadvantage these children. No, now the English language itself is racist. You understand? No, the politicians don't want you being able to communicate with people. I'm all for learning Spanish, by the way. I'm all for learning. Like, that's the language, if you live in the United States, you should learn. The first one you should learn. You're at a disadvantage not knowing Spanish. And you're at a disadvantage not knowing English, no matter where you are in the world. Number one thing you can do for your child, if you want them to get ahead in the world, it's not just me, all the top educators, get them to learn to speak English, and get them to learn how to dress nice, shake hands, have a sparkle in their eye, and be honorable. Because in business, people are looking for folks that don't stab them in the back. We'll be back.
Another.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th. Click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
When you grab a mess with your friends,
KLON, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I want to get your take on the earthquake. I want to get your take on ISIS. I want to get your take on everything we've been breaking down so far. Coming up in the final segment tonight, I'll break down the literal mind control that is gangster, hip-hop, cop killer, thug, rap. With Suge Knight being shot, the wages of sin are death. Those that live by the sword die by the sword. That is coming up in the final segment today. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. We're live on this Sunday broadcast, 24th day of August. Again, that number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Different number than the weekday show. It's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's all run by the network, and they pipe the calls through here. Because that goes back to 1997 when I would broadcast from home in my own little studio, and they would feed me the calls like every day was a remote. We still do it that way. But on the Sunday, it's all produced right here in-house. Okay, where to start in this segment? So I want to get to news I haven't covered yet, and then take your calls coming up in the next few segments after that. I already mentioned this, but let me just go over the headlines themselves, unless you doubt me. Last year, John Kerry, and we should tomorrow on the show dig up those clips, we could even probably do it today, of Kerry saying, we must attack Syria right now, or Assad will nerve gas America. Remember that? It was like blaming Saddam for 9/11. You can say what you want about Saddam Hussein. It had nothing to do with it. It was Saudi Arabia that was where the people came from on record. It's Saudi Arabia behind ISIS and IS and Al-Qaeda right now, our big, precious, darling, sweetie cake ally, who literally greased half of Congress and most of the state governors as well and legislatures. And so they're running around all over Syria murdering people. They're the main force that started the Civil War almost 4 years ago. Our government gives them all these weapons. It becomes a big scandal because our own military and our own CIA, military is usually pretty moral because they're compartmentalized. The CIA and others, there was even balking there and the Joint Chiefs in openly joining with Al-Qaeda, openly turning Syria over. And the issue was the military knew they couldn't get away with it. We covered all that at the time last year. Rand Paul and others came out and talked about we shouldn't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. So IS then went into Iraq and has taken about a third of the country. They've got a deal to split the country in three parts with Saudi Arabia, the Kurds, and, of course, Iran. But ISIS is going for broke. They're now double-crossing that deal. Saudi Arabia is double-crossing that deal. They're very mad that a deal's been made behind the scenes of Iran to de-escalate things. And Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, don't believe me. I'm not even a big critic of Israel. I'm not against Israel. I get criticized for not being anti-Israel. But it was in the Jerusalem Post. Netanyahu said ISIS might be good. A good thing for the Middle East. Yeah, destabilize. Have all the Arabs kill each other. Notice, ISIS doesn't say they're going to attack Israel. Of course, they will someday. This is so sick. This is so evil. Just like our country's working with Al-Qaeda. It's not the American people that are doing it. It's not the Israeli people that are doing it. It's the sick leadership we have. And the decision that was made above our government and above Israel's government, up there in the military-industrial complex and the big banking combine, that this destabilization is what they want to bring in their world government. Well, if you go back to last year, and they've got the quotes here in the Washington Post, everybody remembers it. Putin said, you are turning Syria over to people that will chop off every, in fact, the headline was, Putin says, don't turn Syria over to people that are animals. Don't turn Syria over to Satanists who eat hearts. Type in Vladimir Putin, don't turn Syria over to people that are cannibals. That was the actual headline. Then he said all that in his speech. Putin, don't hand Syria over to monsters that are cannibals was the exact quote. And that'll give us the exact date. But here it is in the Washington Post. They don't give him that much credit, just my memory does. Was Putin right about Syria? And they go on to ask the question, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. No, see, the establishment's scared now because they don't control the media anymore. They thought they did. They just ignore the real media. DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, WorldNet Daily, stuff like that. They ignore that. And so the whole world learned that our government's funding Al-Qaeda. The whole world learned about what was really going on and what was really happening. And so now the world knows our government's funding Al-Qaeda in Libya, in Jordan, in Egypt, and it's causing major, major, major problems for the establishment. So they're bombing a few artillery pieces and a few Toyota trucks with nobody in them. They're acting like they're fighting them. They're acting like they want to send troops there to go after them. And they'll go after some little faction group of it or whatever. But now ISIS is so out of control, they're not following orders, so maybe ISIS has to be dealt with. See, that's what's so wrong with this Machiavellian view. When everybody starts stabbing everybody in the back, when everybody starts cheating each other, then there's no stability even for corrupt elites. There's a reason smart elites that are even evil like to not double deal and like stability. It's because they want to survive. They want to be smart. They want to cut the cream off the top of a successful society. They don't want to be a third world imploded pit. But the globalists politically so want to dominate moral Western culture, and they want to extinguish it because chivalry and free market is such a threat to their monopoly fascist system that they want to extinct it forever and believe they'll then bring some golden age utopia in later. That's what the Rand Corporation, all of them say. That's not going to happen. You turn loose these forces that you are messing with, these titans, you will destroy the planet. You can't use some Rothschild model from the Napoleonic Wars financing all three sides and then both sides. When it went from 3 to 2. You will not get rich and powerful out of this. You will not control everything. To the Rothschilds, you've got some weird score to settle with the West because you don't feel like you were accepted 300 years ago and all this other craziness. You're going to blow the planet up, you lunatics. And I know you're probably not going to listen to me as globalist. The Queen of England, the Dutch royalty, all of you. Bunch of inbred nuts. But your minions and the military and the Joint Chiefs and other and Interpol, Interpol's head came out and said, arm the general public in Europe to stop radical Muslim attacks a few months ago. I'm seeing signs everywhere throughout the power structure that people don't want to ruin and wreck society and drive it off a cliff. Most people serving the system aren't even evil. They were compartmentalized and lazy and just want to get along. But now they realize the New World Order is not going to let them get along. The New World Order is going to bring in tyranny. So here's some of the headlines. And during the break, I'm going to pull up that headline because I really want it. Putin says that the Al-Qaeda rebels are cannibals. So I want to give you the date when he said all that. But here is the Washington Post going over all of that, saying, was Putin right? And the U.S. set to launch airstrikes. See, they couldn't get airstrikes before with Congress to back Al-Qaeda. So now they need airstrikes in Syria to stop Al-Qaeda. And, of course, they'll probably bomb Assad forces. Last week they were saying, Assad may be behind it. We need to bomb him and then let the good rebels take over, and then that will stop Al-Qaeda. There it is. Why arm cannibal rebels in Syria? Putin asked. Sydney Morning Herald, June 17, 2013, almost a year ago. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm going to take your phone calls. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of other important news on Ferguson, Libya, and more.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball...
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's do this. I'm not going to jump into what's coming up because I'll never get to your calls, but I was speaking about Al-Qaeda being turned loose. Remember, we overthrew Libya. It was pro-West now, working with the world. Now Al-Qaeda, Bloomberg reports, is taking over the airport and the main government, set to take over the parliament. It'll be full Al-Qaeda. Everyone who's not a radical will have their head chopped off. And every major analyst admits, such a mistake to go into Libya. Oh, it was a horrible thing. The plan was to destabilize. The plan was to make it a failed state, as they're now saying it's becoming. And you know, we're not just here to bash the police on this show, because if we do that, it plays into the globalist mindset, and then it's an us against them situation, and then they just basically join the globalist. But I've seen cases, we're going to show this coming up, where you yell at a police dog, you get multiple years in jail. Well, Wyoming cop charged with animal cruelty, a $750 fine after death of canine dog left for 5 hours in the hot squad car. Nix, the dog died. But it's always just a PR thing where some bad guy will kick a police dog so they'll give him 10 years in prison. It's just meant to say cops are God, dogs are people, citizens are trash. Of course, cops aren't important to the system unless they're fronting for it. Look at this man charged with assault for yelling at police dog. Reason.com. So yell at him, you go to jail. 10 years in prison for a canine cop. But unless you're a cop, then it's $750. Again, that's the essence of the animal farm tyranny, is when people in government aren't held the same standards. Different rules for different folks. Everybody knows the dice is loaded. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, thanks for calling. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I tell you what, you're absolutely right about all this, Ferguson. This control of everything is going on out here, the mindset. When are people going to start manning up out here and get real and start getting information? Back in March of 2014, this specimen here in Louisville, you know what happened? You know, these people out here, these teenagers act up, oh, they're going to raid the streets, they're tearing up the convenience stores. We had that in March 2000. Guess what? Mayor Fisher in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm going to say your name, buddy. You got federal ID cams with your digital information about you that everybody's terrorist. I am sick and tired of this country going to down the drain. I'm sick of it, Alex, and these people are getting to be zombies out here. I'm so angry. I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you. It is bad. The borders are wide open while the NSA watches everything we do illegally. The TSA, it came out in public documents last week confirming that they let illegals fly without IDs. You can come in or leave the country. Oh, you're an illegal? You're Hispanic? You're above the law. Oh, we're going to make the schools go Spanish only now. Oh, red carpet, everything's free. Again, to drive down the wages. And then to make it if you're against open borders while you're against Hispanics. Well, I can't go to Mexico and get everything free. And I know a lot of the illegals are working very hard as well. The point is, our wages are going down. The country's collapsing. Latin America's collapsing. We can't take all these people. And then all these different racial groups are just played off against each other. Let's go back to the phone calls here. Rob. Rob is calling from FEMA Region 10. I guess that's the West Coast somewhere. Are you in Oregon or Washington or Idaho? What former state under FEMA are you calling us from?
Former state of Oregon, Alex. Always a pleasure to talk to you. It's to the point of the last caller, the zombies out there. And it's fantasy football time, and all the men, like you said, are sitting around tables. And here's a good analogy for them. Last year, when the Broncos dang near ran the table, almost won the whole deal, fell apart in the Super Bowl, and everyone's crushed. 2 weeks, they're devastated. What if you found out that Peyton Manning actually played on the other team? And that's the analogy to what's going on here in the U.S.
Yes. The sports and all of it is deployed where you've got the owners, and you've got the generals that are the coaches, and you've got the it's all tribal garbage designed to manipulate people, and it's worked great. The average man is not a man. All they care about is the fantasy world of sports, while the globalists literally take the world away from them. That's how the men of the West had their huevos chopped off. And I'm telling you, the average American, if you told them you can't watch football unless you go in and have surgery and have your testicles cut off, and I'm not joking, they would go and have them chopped off because they don't care about their wives, their kids, nothing. They care about the fantasy of watching men on TV in simulated combat. But they don't count. The globalists did all that to make them spectators and not exist and be nobodies. Just ignore them. Let them giggle at us and wear their sports jerseys. We need to move on to find real men that care. There's a lot more of us than there are on the globalist side. And again, I'm not putting you down if you have a sports cap or a jersey. If it's your God, if you worship it, if it's all you care about, if you're not involved in other issues, it's just pathetic. It's like people that are into hip-hop gangster rap. I mean, literally deployed by the psych warfare generals. You are chumps. You are fools. You are idiots. Anything else, Rob?
Yeah, it's just the analogy can be used to maybe wake up that side of it. And that's the one thing that might get them emotionally involved in this. Like, imagine how you felt there. This is real life.
Well, there is hope. There is hope because Helen Keller couldn't speak or hear. And she could be taught to, you know, write very interesting books. But they've got to want to come out of the trance. They've got to want to come out of it. And a lot of them never will. No matter when things collapse, they won't care. They'll serve the other side. It's what they do. Sherry in Texas, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Listen, it's been said that totalitarianism expresses itself anonymously through the corporate state, but I can think of a couple other incidences where it expresses itself, and one of them is the police, this militia-like method of operation where they have to take away the documentation or not allow it. I know there was a little gal on 24 Action News that said she had a little ponytail, pom-pom ponytail, and she said, I had a picture. I was videotaping Michael Brown and his friend walking across the street when the police car drove up, and they took away my camera. They took away my cell phone, rather. And I felt just this sinking feeling inside. That's the damage control. And then
Sure. And again, the local cops don't know it, but it was allowed to go as bad as possible to beta test martial law, even though all this footage showed the cop told the truth. The evidence is leaning that direction big time. They didn't release any of it because the feds told them not to. And the feds gave them the tanks and the armored vehicles and the training. And then Obama comes and says, I'm going to investigate militarization of police. That's like Al Capone saying, I'm going to investigate the Chicago Mafia. Or Hitler saying he's going to, you know, investigate the Nazi Party. So, they attacked our reporters. They attacked other reporters. It was a horrible display. And it was all contrived by the globalists.
global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is the UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's race through your calls right now. Andrew in Pennsylvania, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, about Snowden and the NSA. First of all, with all due respect to Dr. Steve Pachenik, Snowden is not a double agent. Voice analyst Sherry Edwards, who can analyze voices just like you can analyze body language, has made it clear that Snowden and his voice is honest and cares about humanity. And in regards to his holy...
But Sherry, you know, even responding to that only puts it back out there. Look, regardless, all this NSA stuff's pretty much already come out before. Through a whole bunch of other whistleblowers. So the point is, they are illegally spying on us. That's the issue, not who Snowden really is.
Right, right. And in regards to that revelation he said is coming, is it possible, as a contractor, you wonder, does he have info about how the NSA, as Alfred Weber of Exopolitics TV talked about, has the ability to track and monitor you through your bodily light emissions that you can't normally see?
Sure, that was patented 20 years ago, and it's hooked into the satellites now. Off of your heat residence, off the top of your head and shoulders, they have a biometric print tracking you in real time, face scanning cameras. Most of the spying is done by the 860-something thousand private contractors that use the data in economic espionage, destroying the free market. But the larger revelation is going to be blackmail of Congress. That's already come out with MI6 blackmailing Parliament. It's blackmail, and that a large members of Congress are pedophiles. And that's come out in England as well, and that they're using the pedophile data to control them.
Yeah, that's right. And is it possible that Contractor Snowden, as some whistleblowers have said, but he can't really be proven, that the NSA has cooperated with NASA to use spacecraft and bases on the moon, among other things?
Well, I know this. They're about 30 years advanced, what they say. I've known quite a few NASA engineers and astronauts we've interviewed, Buzz Aldrin and others, and I've had private conversations with Buzz Aldrin a couple times. But I knew Raymond Teague, who died last year, God rest his soul, earlier this year, a good friend of mine. He's famously in the film Mission Control, frontline, controlling the cameras on the moon. He controlled the cameras on Skylab and the space shuttle after that. And he said, no, they were on the moon. But he couldn't talk about the other classified stuff. He just said there's a lot of stuff the public wasn't allowed to see. And that's why you saw fake photos and stuff. Just like you Photoshop something for your business to make it look better, they couldn't get the photos back because of radiation. Digital cameras hadn't been invented yet, so they dolled up some photos. That's where all the conspiracies come from. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Julio in Wyoming. Julio, you're on the air.
Aloha, Alex. It's a total life change from Chicago to Wyoming. It's so beautiful seeing people with open carry and actually caring about their freedoms out here. It's beautiful.
That's right. For all the negative things that are happening, there's an opposite and equal reaction under Newtonian physics. There is a giant awakening happening, but it's a race to the finish line. We're in the fight. We have to decide, though, is the empire on the march or are we on the march?
100%. And watching CBS Chicago, Drudge linked to this about ISIS attacking Chicago. Mark my words, Alex, it's going to be similar to 9/11. I'm reading documents from Homeland Security and the FBI talking about domestic extremists going to attack government buildings, or domestic extremists in San Antonio are going to attack emergency officials. I'm going to tell you this, Alex. I have a feeling when an attack happens, not if, but when, it's going to be ISIS with domestic extremists going after the evil U.S. government.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. They said 2 years ago, Army War College stuff came out claiming, this was in mainstream news, that Tea Party, I mean, I made a big deal about it at the time. It was so ridiculous. I probably talked about it 100 times. That's where I came up with the saying, it's like Superman joining the Legion of Doom. The Tea Party is the most Islamophobic group out there, God bless them. I'm not Islamophobic, but I am radical Islamophobic. I am globalist phobic. I am tyranny phobic. I am chop women and children's heads off phobic. I am anybody in black uniforms torturing people phobic, whether it be the CIA or the ISIS scum. And yes, they conflate and they mix together. ISIS is going to hit Chicago and going to hit police and firemen and firefighters any minute, and domestic extremists. So they wedge that in, getting it ready. And absolutely, it doesn't care if it's not true. They're claiming Assad's with al-Qaeda when he's been fighting al-Qaeda and ISIS. And they'll probably say, I'm with them. I mean, hell, excuse me. We could play the clip of MSNBC saying that I influence the Boston bombers and that I was deeply racist. That story had nothing to do with race. With no proof, my lawyer said, yes, you can win a lawsuit, but it'll take years. Is that what you want to spend your time on? I mean, they said I'm behind it. Just absolutely Fruit Loop, off the wall, crazy town. It's like saying Little Red Riding Hood's the wolf. I mean, it is just 180-degree certified fraud. But, yeah, I mean, they might say Ron Paul's behind it. I mean, the sky's the limit. They say Iran's behind Al-Qaeda. When Iran backs Hezbollah and other countries back Hamas. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Great points. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Houston, Texas. You're on the air.
Three things, Alex. You might want to write them down. The first question I have for you, Mr. Jones, is prove our government funds Al-Qaeda. And then number two, can you tell us about Michael Aquino, the former head of the NSA, National Security Agency? And then three, I'd like to fly over there to California and meet David and crew, and where and how could I do that?
Well, I can't get on air and tell you where our crew is going to be exactly because I don't even know. We're going to be, David Knight's going to be on air tomorrow here with us, and then we're going to send some reporters out there. I was saying who'd be on air tomorrow with the daily weekday show. I appreciate your call. You're saying prove. I mean, I could take the rest of the show and have them. Oh, you have proof. Because, I mean, it's on record that they set up Al-Qaeda in 79 as a Zbigniew Brzezinski. It's on record Saudi Arabia protects them. It's on record Al-Qaeda in Iraq changed their name to ISIS or IS. I thought you were saying you want me to prove it. You go ahead and prove it. Yeah, I thought he said he wants me to prove it, or did he want to prove it? Because it says that on screen he wanted to prove it. Let's go ahead and move along now since he hung up. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Texas. I mean that's just like saying prove the Atlantic Ocean exists. Our government funded the rebels. The main rebel group was Al-Qaeda, is Al-Qaeda. They changed their name. And they even endorsed Al-Qaeda in the Council on Foreign Relations saying why we need Al-Qaeda last year in a headline. And they funded the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow other areas like Egypt. And they used Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia into Benghazi in the east of Libya to overthrow that country. I mean, that's who they're using. So there's your proof. Let's go ahead and, I mean, even Rand Paul said we shouldn't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Senator Cruz, this is a well-known thing. It's like proving that Dale Earnhardt is a champion NASCAR driver. I don't need to prove it. I've proven it 18,000 times here on air. I've made films about it, if that's what you were saying. Maybe I missed what you were saying. Bob in Texas, go ahead.
You've done a wonderful job of waking people up, Alex, and hope they wake up from this show. I have a perfect question for you today, given the earthquake in California, and also preparations being made by FEMA in the New Madrid fault area, and the documented increase in seismic activity all over the earth. Do you think there's a possible connection between a natural catastrophe and a reason for them to create the terrorism as a cover to get control of the population before a natural catastrophe?
Well, they could use a naturally occurring natural disaster as the cover to get more control, a power grab, mission creep. Secretary of Defense William Cohen in 2008, April issue of Army Times gave a press conference. They covered it, saying that we do have earthquake weapons. So that's now been in mainstream news. I don't know how advanced they are. I don't know if that's true, but they say they have them. Or are you saying they know a big natural disaster is coming? They're getting martial law ready for that. Which one of those are you saying?
I'm saying that they probably know that there is actual calamity coming because of the increase in seismic and volcanic activity.
Yeah, I'll cover that when we come back.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the National Weather Service admits that in the last 19 years, the world has stopped heating up, and the planet goes through different sun-based cycles. The UN promptly had a vote 5 years ago to just say the sun does not affect climate. That's like saying that water isn't wet. Well, now it's being reported, Montana, Wyoming, brace for cold, snow, cold temperatures, while much of the U.S. sizzles. Here's another headline. Cold summer, U.S. daily record minimums outnumbering record maximums 3-1 in the last 30 days. But don't worry, treehugger.com has an article about a man to live on a melting iceberg for 1 year to urge climate change action. And, of course, they go and find a iceberg. Giant ones break off the southern and northern pole by the tens of thousands every year that has beached itself along a coastline, and then they're supposed to melt. Sometimes they drift all the way up to the equator from Antarctica on the bottom of the Earth, down by Chile. They'll drift thousands of miles up into the coastline of Brazil. It'll be 105 degrees, and why, here comes a giant iceberg! And then I could go out and sit on it and literally sun on the iceberg while watching girls in bikinis on the shore and go, my gosh, look, it's melting. Why, look at those glaciers. They're collapsing into the water. That's what glaciers do. It rains, and then the snow and the ice moves in glacial flows to the sea, and the warmer sea makes it break up, and they collapse. That's what the, and then they get bigger in the winter, smaller in the summer. The ice caps expand and contract, but the public, again, is only knows how to put on makeup or act trendy or go to fantasy football or check their Facebook update. And so the globalists are taking big-time advantage of you. It's like Al Gore putting out videos that penguins and stuff can't swim. Oh, the poor penguin's going to drown. Oh, the polar bear, look at swimming out to an ice floe. Because everything melted. No, they hunt whales on the ice floes. That's when they get big and fat during the summer. Beluga whales. They kill them. But it doesn't matter. I'm a conspiracy theorist, okay? Why, they get on the news and say we've got to pass carbon taxes because all the polar bears are dying. Doesn't matter our own government's numbers. Other numbers are up fivefold from the 1950s. Facts don't matter. 2 + 2 = 4 is a conspiracy theory. Obama says you didn't build your business, and raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt, and you can keep your doctor under Obamacare even though you can't, and it's going to cut your premiums in half at least to the price of a cable bill or phone bill. It doesn't matter if that's all lies. Just call me a conspiracy theorist, and that makes you intellectually cool. You don't have to have any facts with people that have more facts than you. Just say I'm a liar. And everything's okay. I want to play this clip and then get into Suge Knight and get a few calls if we have time. Democrat politician, grant illegals amnesty or they will become terrorists. Democrat state representative and candidate for the U.S. representative, Pat Murphy, said that if the underage migrants who have come to the U.S. from Central America aren't given a pathway to citizenship, they could become terrorists. Let's play a clip of that. You do what we want or stuff's going to get blown up. Hell, don't say that. Just blame it on the Tea Party. That's easier. Blame global warming on them. Here it is.
We need to make sure that we take care of the children that are coming up here. They're not from Mexico. They're coming from further south. Okay. We need to make sure that when we're talking about these children, we need to treat them like they're our children or our grandchildren. If they're going to be refugees, which several of them are going to be, we need to make sure that we have we take care of them and we create a pathway for citizenship and set up education for them so they don't become the same problem that we're currently having in the Middle East, that they'll be a terrorist a generation from now.
Yeah, because Afghanistan is south of us, not east or west, basically on the same parallel as New York. That's how dumb they think you are. And really, they're saying, worldwide, poor kids, come here. We'll make you wards of the state. You'll be the future cops. You'll be the enforcers, which they've done in England the last 30 years. They brought in poor kids from Europe, Eastern Europe, and they are now the social workers and the cops. And let me tell you, they do what the government says. The Soviets do that, and Putin still does it, where they take orphans and make them the enforcers of the state. That's even been on ABC News. Look it up. I mean, this is so diabolical. They want a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military, and they need to have that 5-10 years down the road. This is a long-term strategic takeover, and they set the precedent that all immigrants are little children. And so you're against the children, just all sick political sociopaths that just look at the quickest way to get money and power and to leverage the giant third world populations against this country and to turn us into a giant third world pit as well, not to help the third world, but to enrich a new chief class, a new El Jefe class here in America. Truly disgusting. Now, earlier I talked about this, and when I put this out on YouTube tomorrow, or perhaps on the radio show tomorrow, I want to merge this piece of the live radio show, but I want to play this tomorrow during that live show, with what I talked about earlier. Or maybe I'll just do it tomorrow. But I've discussed a lot here on air about weaponized culture, weaponized media, how sports has been designed for thousands of years to politically divert the masses from real issues so that men won't try to be politically active to better their lot and their family's lot, but that they'll be obsessed with the local horse races or gladiatorial events or baseball or football in the year 2014. Not saying it's inherently bad in and of itself, but it's deployed to control you and to fill the gap in men's brains that is designed for strategy and designed for being involved. You should be worrying about getting a better job, being more successful, taking care of your family, how the world really works, how to protect your liberties and freedoms, how to stop combines from starting monopolies that shut you down. Instead, you want to know about fantasy football. And women just want to run around and think they get ahead if they put their man down. That's the message. Put your man down, you get ahead. Dominate the man, you get ahead. No, dominate the globalists. Create a free market. Build a good society. Raise good children. Then your family gets ahead. But it's all a bunch of so-called individuals. See, they attack individualism if it isn't what the state wants. Individual freedom. But when they call it individualism, they mean only worry about yourself. And nobody pushes being more self-centered, more goblin-like than the whole music industry with the hardcore rock and roll degrading women and men, the drugs, the the Satanism. But that wasn't hardcore enough by the mid-90s. Sumner Redstone, Viacom, MTV. On record, I've talked to top people. It's been documented. Books have been written on the subject. Professor Griff, KRS-One, so many others. They came in and they said, we're not going to have hip-hop about empowering inner-city communities and getting true, equality. We're going to fund gangster rap, hip-hop, thug rap, just like the CIA shipped cocaine to the inner cities to start an implosion. Then by the early and mid-90s, they shipped in Suge Knight and Biggie and Tupac and all these people that got whacked out and killed because of the devilish culture they were putting out, and that it's cool to sling the rock and have the hose and the grill and everything else, and that's how you're a man, is not taking care of your family but not caring about anybody but yourself. And how many of these guys get gunned down? How many of them get killed? How many of them? And they sell the idea. The only way you get ahead is being a hip-hop rapper, an OG, an original gangster, how good it feels to be a gangster. Or you're a football or baseball or basketball player. Only a few thousand slots to be in any of those places, but people think that's how you're successful. And then meanwhile, you fall in as the cannon fodder to use the drugs, to sell the drugs, to be jokes, to be primed for prison, ready to be rolled into the giant private prisons, which they segregate by black, white, Hispanic, and Asian. Just like they're segregating the country, according to that. And the government's the referee, protecting everyone from the gang culture that was sent like a psychic or psychological warfare torpedo in to destroy all these people. It is a demonic, sickening, arrogant, narcissistic, bloated, degenerate culture that you see being pushed by the hip-hop culture. It is absolute death, and it's taken black communities in the 50s with lower illegitimacy than were in the white communities to a world record of 90 to 91 or even higher percentage points. And now you see weird rap-style gangster country music and weird gangster-style rock and roll. It is so out of control. I'm sorry, the other callers. I'm out of time. But we'll be back tomorrow, live, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. By the way, you have experienced the Alex Jones experience. Joe Rogan is on tomorrow. I taped an interview with him when he was here last week. We hung out. That's going to be on tomorrow, and the rest will be on the nightly news tomorrow. But we'll be back, 11 a.m. Central, live. Spread the word about this transmission, folks, because you are the resistance.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.